Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Right now, talking Tennessee Titans and the 2021 NFL Draft. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in former Director of College Scouting for the Titans, Blake Bedingfield. Blake, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us this morning.
You bet. Happy to be on with you.
So, Blake, we've been talking all morning long about the Rashad Weaver situation that developed yesterday with the news coming out that he's facing a simple assault charge, and discussing whether or not the Titans should have known about it, how deep was their vetting process. Blake, from a guy who's been through this process and who's been through the ins and outs of scouting college players and vetting these guys, when you get into the fourth round and some of the board – when you get down, I mean, you have anywhere from 125, 175, 200 guys on your board. How difficult is it to vet all of these different players? And how much do you think the Titans should have known about this heading into the draft with Rashad Weaver?
You know, the one great thing about the way the draft is set up now is you have three separate days. So you have time to kind of reorganize each day before the subsequent round. So the first round, obviously, and then second and third, and then going into the last day, which is 4 through 7, and then your undrafted free agency is a time to kind of reorganize and really focus on the players that you want in those rounds and after the draft and the undrafted free agency. And what you start to do at that time is usually get on the phone with some of the players that you're interested in, a group of them, and you're usually charged with the area scouts or maybe just some regional scouts. And what they do is they call the players and just check on them. I remember doing that multiple times with players just to kind of get a feel for where they are. Not only are they healthy, but have they not had any issues, but who's talking to them? What other teams have contacted them? I remember doing that with Stephen Tulloch that we took in the fourth round out of North Carolina State, just to kind of gauge the interest from other teams. Because as other teams start to pick up the phone and call these players to make sure that the cell phone number that they have, the agent is correct, those are very important parts of it. But there's also another factor. I remember early in the 2000s, there was a receiver out of Michigan that was going to be a highly rated guy. And I'm talking about highly rated second, third round player. But no one could get in touch with him. So our scouts had really tried to get in touch with him, couldn't get him on the phone, couldn't get the agent to return the phone call, and the rumor started to circulate around the league that he had torn his knee up in a basketball game the night before. Well, that's one of the things as a scout you do is you pick up the phone and make sure that the guy's healthy, make sure he hasn't been arrested or had any legal issue since the last time you talked to him. And I remember Ty Streets was the player's name, and he had torn his ACL in the night before, but wasn't picking up the phone to kind of answer those questions. So those rumors came, and he slid down the draft boards because of that, because you knew you had a player that wasn't going to play. So those are all those type of things that you do leading up to the draft to verify phone numbers, verify health, and also verify any issues off the field.
So, Blake, when you look at this particular situation, obviously the charge is filed on Friday. So the Titans are in between drafting a first-round pick and getting ready for the second, third-round picks. But have you had a situation anything like this? And how do you think this should have gone? Like, is this something where someone in security or a scout should, be monitoring things like this and making sure something like this doesn't happen?
You know, I'll say in this particular case, you kind of look at it and say, maybe the player in particular, Rashad Weaver, didn't know that, maybe he didn't commit a crime and he didn't realize some charges were going to be filed on him. I think you have to let this play out, find out all the facts that are involved. Now, if I would have called Rashad Weaver up and asked him, has he been in any trouble recently? And he said, no, now I have another issue, a player that's not being up front with us. But, I'm not quite sure the whole situation here. I've read about it. I've heard about it. But if he's innocent in this situation, he would never have suspected any kind of charges were ever going to be filed. So it would be hard for him to kind of be up front about a situation that if he wasn't involved. So I think you have to let things like this play out and see where it falls.
former director of college scouting for the Titans, Blake Bedingfield, on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Blake, the Titans selecting Caleb Farley in the first round. I think everybody, when you watch him on tape, you love the attributes that he brings to the table. You love the type of player that he could be, but there's also the back injuries that come along with that, the back surgeries that have come along with that as well. As you view this draft selection by the Titans at number 22 overall, what did you think of the pick, and how concerned would you be if you're a Titans fan about Caleb Farley and his back moving forward?
You know, as a need position for the Titans, they needed a starting corner coming out of this draft. They need a starting receiver, possible tight end, but definitely a starting corner. And to get Caleb Farley in the first round, who is a starting caliber corner in the NFL at pick 22, is a good choice. You know, Patrick Surtain was my highest rated corner on the board, J.C. Horn second, Caleb Farley third. But, you know, all in that same mix. We're talking about 1A, 1B, 1C, not a 1, 2, 3 type situation. Every team's going to have them ranked probably a little bit differently. But Caleb was a good pick from an athletic standpoint and a player standpoint. What you have to do in this situation is trust your medical personnel, whether it's a general manager, head coach, scout. You have to trust the medical people. That's their expertise. That's why you have them on staff. That's why you employ them. And they have to make that determination of whether this player can play moving forward. Your trainers, your doctors, that's who you have to rely on. As a scout or a GM or a coach, all you can do is evaluate the players and then let the experts in the other fields determine that situation. So when they signed off on him and they said he was ready to go, you know, as a scout or general manager who's making that pick or head coach, you're going to go ahead and pull the card off the wall and select him because he is a starting caliber corner in the NFL.
Talking to Blake Bedingfield, Titans director of college scouting for 19 years, owner of BedingfieldSports.com, writes for PaulKarski.com as well. Blake, on the a year after Isaiah Wilson, and I don't know exactly what you think about that and the process. I mean, I feel like a lot of his issues, you know, came after he got to Nashville. But still, when you miss on a pick like that and you are empty on a first-round pick and basically have to make up for it in this draft, you know, in the second round, does that internally, does that dramatically change the way you go about, you know, vetting players? Is it double, triple your efforts? I mean, what do you suppose the response was from the Titans or should have been?
You know, I'm sure they went through a different process this year than they did in previous drafts after the Isaiah Wilson situation. You can't have those. Those set your team back for years. You can see them continuing to chase that right tackle position because of that failed pick. And you have to change the process, whether it's the vetting process, the type of player that you're going to take, the less risk of a player. You need to know about that situation, not only off the field, but on the field, how are they going to be when they become pros? You know, it's a different environment from coming from a college situation, no matter what the college is, whether it's Georgia or North Dakota State. It's a different environment when you set foot into the NFL. Are they mature enough to handle that? Are they ready for that situation? How are they going to react with money? Those are things that you have to be able to investigate and find out about before you select a player. There are players that you know going in that are a risk. When we selected Pac-Man Jones, obviously there was a high risk there, and it played out that way. Usually track record is a great indicator of future performance on the field and off the field. So the track record has to be found out.
On the Weaver situation, like you said, we have to see, you know, what happened, what play out legally. We'll see exactly what comes down. The league is going to be, you know, investigating this as well. But do you think this is going to create any sort of change internally for the Titans? And also, Blake, I want to follow up. You mentioned the idea of him being asked and whether he thinks he's going to get charged or not. Something happened. I mean, shouldn't you expect him and or his agent to at least be upfront about that?
You know, you would want that situation, no question about it. I mean, if I'm drafting a player and I'm selecting a player and I'm asking him all the questions that we kind of went over about any off-the-field issues, any health issues, that type of thing since the last time we saw you or talked to you, and they're not giving an upfront answer, then questions, yes, that is going to be a concern moving forward with the trust of the player or the trust of the agent or whoever's not giving up that information. So it is very important. And that's part of when you're building a team and building a cohesive unit, that's a big part of it too, that trust factor, the willingness to give up that kind of information. The club can deal with those type of things if they know up front. The worst type situations is what happened yesterday when they were caught off guard. That's a tough situation for a club.
Absolutely. Blake, great stuff. We appreciate you take time to join us this morning here on the show, and great information as always.
You bet. Happy to be on with you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Blake Bedingfield, former director of college scouting for the Tennessee Titans, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexford. When we come back, we'll react a little bit to what Blake had to say there. Also have some Nashville SC tickets to give away as well. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.